Council tax hike gets go ahead. Calderdale councillors have approved the authority's budget for 2021-22 and provisional spending up to 2023-24, which will see the council spend around £170.1 million next year. It means a council tax rise of 4.99% for the borough's council taxpayers, the maximum allowed by the government without a local referendum. Approval of the budget means cuts to some libraries and community buildings will go ahead unless community groups take them on. Other cuts include closing 5 Calderdale waste and recycling stations on their 2 quietest days. The authority's 2 information centres at Halifax and Hebden Bridge and Mixenden Activity Centre at Halifax will also close. The council tax rise, which in the standard measure Band D property will be an extra £77.26 next year, or £51.50 in Band A properties, which are the most numerous in Calderdale, is made up of 1.99% regular council tax and 3% ring-fenced for social care. Leader of the council and ruling Labour group leader, Councillor Tim Swift, Town, said at Budget Council, "This is a budget brought forward in unprecedented times. It is a budget to provide the stability we need to combat a perfect storm." Councillor Swift said proposals included growth, such as spending on community wardens, CCTV systems, tackling flood management and climate change, and demonstrating ambition for towns, including developing plans for new rail and bus stations for Halifax and the proposed new rail station for Elland. The budget also invested in social care in terms of meeting continuing demand and ensuring social care staff earned at least the Low Pay Commission recommended level. The budget gave a solid base to build on, he said. But Conservative leader, Councillor Stephen Lee, Ryburn, disagreed, highlighting the £9 million annual cost of servicing debt due to Labour's borrowing, and also criticised previous use of reserves, meaning service cuts were having to be made. Liberal Democrat leader, Councillor James Baker, Worley, said the council needed to be more commercial, making more of its assets instead of cutting, including some ideas his party had proposed, including a council lottery, which Labour had previously accepted but not acted on. The debate was acrimonious, Labour councillors criticising opposition groups for not offering alternative budgets. Councillor Swift said even if these were not adopted, they would set out those parties' visions for Calderdale.